Hi, it's Victoria, and you're listening to The Voice of Change. And today I have a few things on my mind, and I'm just going to be open to what the energy is we're playing with. I'm coming back out of a hibernation of sorts, and I'm excited to play with y'all. Ooh, there's a wonderful sunset all of a sudden. Let me see if I can show you guys here in Ogden, Utah. Fantastic place to be in this beautiful world. So it is getting to be sunset about 5:45 p.m. these days. So there's my yard. There's the tree. Anyway, I know you guys on the radio can't see this, but I thought I would show people who are actually watching this thing. I wanted to share that there's a really simple tool from the body of work that I study and utilize in Access Consciousness called, it's actually the Access Consciousness Mantra, and it's all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And you say this to yourself as often as possible. And Dane and Gary recommend 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. And after a few months, really noticing a shift and a difference. And I took it a step further the other day. I was like, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And then I was like, all of work comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of my child comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of my money flows come to me with ease, joy, and glory. All of my relationship with my husband comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So just fill in the blank. What comes to you with ease, joy, and glory? What could you ask for that you're not asking for to come to you with ease and joy and glory? And when you do so, you may be surprised at how easily things shift. You know, I know a lot of people around us really choose hard as the apparatus mundi, their operating status. It's like things have to be hard. And what if, like, you don't have to exist in that reality? You can create your own reality. And it really is a choice. So what tools are you using? Access Consciousness tools are something that I've seen and received a lot of changes for in my own life. Oops, gotta play with my computer a sec. There we go. To continue to dissolve, dissipate, and release judgments that I've had, hidden judgments that I've had with me and with other people about everything, because judgments are insidious, and we may try to be a kind, loving, nice person and everything, but a lot of times the insidious judgments, they're sneaky, and they go underneath the surface, and we hide them because we don't want to be seen as a bad person or whatever that is. So everything that is, we destroy and end create it. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I challenge you to say this week, for at least the next 7 days, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory, over and over. And then all of blank, fill in the blank, comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of my commute comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of my health comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Like, whatever it is, it can be something you just want even more ease with, or something that maybe has had a few bugs and knots in it that we can start to release and undo by using these tools that are incredibly powerful. So I'm a certified Access Consciousness facilitator, and I use the tools of Access Consciousness for every single area of life, and it can help you from having a better sex life to really eradicating some of the stress at work, to eradicating the trauma of past abuse, and just having more ease with whatever's going on in your life. And I have a lot to share as far as my own story goes. I'm a contributing author to a chapter in a book that's going to be launching soon called The Energy of Magic, that goes into a bit of my own story, some of the struggles that I had and that no longer are in my world and no longer define me. Which brings me to another topic. It's the issues of what have you defined, what definitions of you do you have that are limiting you? What definitions of life do you have that are limiting you? And what if you're just willing to see, oh, okay, that's silly, that's crazy, I've had that definition, and then choose to no longer let it control you or limit you by a clearing statement to clear it out of your universe, and by making a choice that, okay, this is no longer going to control me. So the clearing statement, the Access Consciousness clearing statement, many of you may have heard this already. It is like a big, gigantic cosmic vacuum cleaner that sucks up all the poo that you're functioning from, and all the cobwebs, all the energetic cobwebs that are sticking you. So it's like cleaning house, cleaning your energy. So what it is it's just a bunch of words together. Here we go. So let's practice using it with the definitions that you've had. So what definitions have you used to limit you and define you? And everything that is, we destroy and uncreate it. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And just so you know, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, and that's like a 10-minute dealio where you can see, you can learn more about the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, what it means. I won't go into it here. Just know that it works. And so definitions and judgments. So what definitions of success have you had that keep you from being the success you truly be? And everything that is, we destroy it and create it all. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what definitions, is there one more to do? My mind goes in a lot of places. So definitions. So there's definitions and there's decisions and there's judgments and there's conclusions and there's computations. And a lot of us have used conclusions to create our reality. Because the truth is that we create our own reality. You create your reality. Whatever is in your world right now, you have actually set that into motion somehow, and everything that's showing up is something that you've functioned to create. And whatever is not easy and not joyful and not generative and abundant and glorious and exuberant for you, what other choices could you make so that you can have more ease in your world? So everything, everywhere where you're living at other people's definitions of what success is and trying to uphold and maintain their standards and status quo the way you've learned it from parents, teachers, religions, whatever, we destroy and uncreate all that times godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. A lot of us learn growing up from a very young age, maybe starting in the womb, just in the infusion of the not only emotions of limitations, but of who and what we have to be and do to prove that, you know, we're good enough or we're worthy or that puts a stress on our bodies as well. And we learn to, a lot of us have learned reject the body or to shut down the body or cut off the body and the body's awareness. And what if the body could be your best friend? And everything that doesn't allow you to start to recover and uncover the gift that your body is and can be for you, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that? Times a godzillion, thank you, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And a lot of us are still looking for, well, what does that mean, or how do I do it right, or all of that, that we still try to really get it right, because we've already decided somewhere that we're wrong, and because we play the I'm wrong, therefore I must look for how to get it right. And that creates this like endless loop of not really ever being or discovering or enjoying who you be. And there's a lot on that, but I also know there's a lot that we can unravel. And it starts with a choice to even just ask, and asking questions like, okay, so who am I today and what grand and glorious adventures will I have? Or, so if I were truly being me, what would I choose today? What would I choose right now? What could I do? What could I create? What could I have? What could I be? What could I do? And there's these energies that will help sustain us and nourish us. Like, because honestly, we are all connected. Each and every one of us, we're all connected. And I just lost my train of thought. I was going to go somewhere with that, but maybe the train is not ready to leave that station. So I will say that there is a book that I highly recommend called Being You, Changing the World. And it's a book by Dr. Dane here. And if it's light, I may even get a study group together to read that book. I'm playing with the idea of offering that as something that interested people might gain from, because reading that book has given me a lot of insight and more space to just be at ease in this world and not feel so contracted and not buy into other people's judgments. I mean, I still do, but I don't do it often as I used to, and yay. Like, one thing I know about this world and what it requires right now is for us to be in our joy and to be in that, those generative energies of joy, orgasmic living, expansion, creativity, that yummy, nurturing energy, honoring, healing energies, that those energies are actually a contribution to this planet Earth, the actual being of the planet, because whether you know it or not, the being the Earth is alive, and it's just like the way we treat a plant is the way, if we're like, talk to the plant and be nice to it. Yes, I am talking to people on the radio as well to upload my show. So if we talk to the Earth like a plant, or you know, like if we treat it like we would a plant, like if we talk to a plant, there's been studies on this. So like if you talk to a plant kindly and gently and lovingly, and then you water it and you give it sunlight, and you don't doubt your abilities, like you don't have a lot of judgments of, oh no, I'm going to kill this plant. If you just like, oh, hi, plant, hi. And you just like be with your body with the plant, then the plant is going to flourish, and it sets up the energy for it to develop and to grow in a way where if you hadn't given that your energy, then it wouldn't have. And the earth, what if the earth is a lot like that? So you can talk to the earth, hi, Bert. And so one way that I've practiced talking to the earth, or, you know, communing with the earth, is just talking, hi, body, hi, earth, hi, body, hi, earth, hi, body, hi, earth. And just for me, just saying that, there's a space that just expands and like, oh, okay, yeah, hi, I'm with you now. I'm not like negating your contribution to me, because as living beings, we can contribute to each other when we're willing to receive that contribution from other people. So, what contribution can you be for the earth that you haven't acknowledged? And everything that doesn't allow that, you to be, know, receive, and perceive that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? Times Godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so I'm just going to leave this as a 15-minute segment today. There's so much more we can dive into, and I'm not going away anytime soon. So we'll be chatting again soon. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Change Radio with Victoria Christine. Till next time. Bye.